You know what? Today I'm gonna let you start because it's your birthday. Yesterday, as of this coming out, yesterday, today's the 15th.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah,
It's been a day after. It's pretty wild.
I
But
know. I like last year, I want to know everything that you did.
well, what did I do? I went to the Food and Wine Festival on my birthday. I was still at Disney at that time.
No. I mean, remember last year I asked you the same question because we recorded it earlier again before your actual birthday. So I'm asking, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, I thought you meant for the whole year. I didn't do too much, just hung around, caught some Pokemon, reflected on this wonderful year we've had. 365 days of continuing the pandemic and all the stuff that's come with it.
I don't, that doesn't sound happy to me though. That sounds like a reflection of depression.
Nah, I'm totally kidding. It was fine. Just it was a good time.
Well, today, what I, or at least I'm fairly sure, we're seeing each other right now
Yeah, we're
when
actually
this
we're
comes
in the same
out.
room right now. We're like
We are.
5 feet apart right now.
No, we're not. We're recording this on the Tuesday before, but. Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? It's Tuesday.
We don't know. It's a day.
Yeah, and last week we recorded on the Monday, so you know there's going to be a ton of news that breaks tomorrow.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. There always
But,
is.
oh, absolutely. But I mean, I'll ask you what you did. We should introduce ourselves as always. I'm Bradley. That's James, you know.
And
We
this is
were the
the
Disney.
Disney College Podcast.
And then the theme song goes in the background, you know. You already heard the theme song, but essentially, I saw a Jungle Cruise last week. Or at least I think it was last week. It feels like so long that we've done this.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, so I saw Jungle Cruise. It was a lot of fun. Had no right to be that good. But the best movie of the. One of my favorite movies of the summer I saw was what did I see? Suicide Squad, the second one. Great movie. A plus.
Oh, really?
Did you watch it?
I haven't because I don't have HBO Max and I haven't been to the theater yet, but I've heard some mixed stuff on it. Like people are saying it's fantastic and some people are saying it was horrible.
Well, here's the deal. It's. Do you know who James Gunn is?
Yeah, that guy from that did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, do you remember the other movies he did, though? Do you remember? I don't know if this was in high school that we watched these, but do you remember the movie Slither?
Oh yeah.
The
Like the
weird,
weird
like.
alien parasites.
Yeah, do you remember the movie? What else was it? Super with the guy from The Office, and he's like, "Shut up, crime."
I think so.
Yeah,
But
James Gunn is known for very weird movies. And whenever he did Guardians, it was a very toned down James Gunn, but it's still James Gunn. This is complete James Gunn, where it's you're either gonna love this movie or you're gonna hate it. Like. It's insane.
huh.
If you like the first Suicide Squad, you're gonna hate the second Suicide Squad.
What if I was felt meh about the first Suicide Squad? Like it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
Well, what did you like about it?
I kind of like some of like the characters they used. You know,
So
like
here's the
Killer
deal.
Croc.
Yeah, he's not. I think you'll like this one for. Instead of like Killer Croc, they do the shark guy.
Oh yeah, King Shark.
Played by Sylvester Stallone. So it's just him going, like making noises. It's very R-rated. like extremely R-rated. They go all in compared to the last one, where it was very like toned down, and Jared Leto is not in. It's not even really a sequel. I'll be honest, it's not really a sequel.
I guess that's why they call it The Suicide Squad instead of Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think you should,
glad you enjoyed
it. I think you should
it.
Watch it. They basically, the movie starts and the director has said, people are like, oh, who's going to survive this? And he's like, no promises. Don't get attached to anyone.
Oof.
So anybody can die at any point in the movie. Yeah, they do.
Ooh, that's pretty intense. We're going to have to watch it now.
Yeah. So some light music news before we jump into what you did last week. 303 just announced an album. Ooh. Our good friends, 303, who, you know, announced the world that we changed. No, it wasn't that we changed your name. What did they announce for us? I don't know. But they announced something. But they're our friends, whether they like it or not. And yeah,
in a tour.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I will be 100% going to that as long as I can get tickets. And James will be coming with me.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a blast. I've actually seen. Have you seen them before in concert?
I saw them at Warped Tour.
Nice. I saw them at, I think I was with you for that. And then I saw them when they did their 20-year anniversary of Want, or, 10-year anniversary of Want, their first album. Was that their second album?
Oh, you saw the Want one? It's technically their first major album is Want. Like,
yeah, I did.
That's awesome that you went to that. I wish I went to that.
Yeah, because they, it was actually kind of weird because the tour poster for it, it had the one blank date on it. And then they when they played Orlando's Warped Tour that afternoon, they're like, oh, hey, we had a lot of fun today. So we're coming back in November.
Oh, that's awesome that they, yeah, because they probably had the radius clause and couldn't sell the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be talking about Need. The album's called Need. You know when it comes out?
I believe it's August 27th. I think they said it was.
It's out this month. It's coming out on Sean's birthday, the singer, or one of the singers. So it's out this month, which is insane. It's going to be interesting because there's no physical copies. And there's no pre-orders currently. So I kind of like don't believe it's coming. But then again, you know, Hobo Johnson just kind of drops his album. So I guess at this day and age, that can happen.
Yeah, true. Anything's possible.
So I'm guessing you will see our can I get back on the 22nd? I'm guessing you will see our 29th episode, like the one on August 29th, as a 303 Need episode.
A Need for 303.
Yeah. The other.
That's it. That's the title.
I will write that down now so that we remember. Maybe they'll actually listen to it because they follow us on Instagram and you are all jealous. But the next thing is Asking Alexandria's are seemingly putting out another album. Did you see that one?
I did.
I
mean, that kind of, it seems like something you like, because they just switched over to a new record label. So I feel like that's kind of just something you do when you switch over.
Yeah. I mean, we don't 100% know if it's a new album, like, but they have seemingly been working on it. And when they were teasing the new song, which is called Alone Again, it said album stems, and this thing leaked out that said, was like album artwork, and it says, see what's on the inside, and then it says featuring the song Alone Again. So I think they're going to pull a, like, pull a album five where they, like, get a single in September, announce the album, like, October, and then put it out in December. But I feel like it's going to be, they announce the single in August, release it, put out another single in September, because there's a single that has been confirmed to come out that day called Fade It Out. And then put it out in early 2021. But the pre-orders will probably go up in September.
Ooh, neat.
So we'll see. But before we keep jumping into music stuff, James, how was your week last week?
It was pretty solid. Can't complain.
That's good.
How was your week? Any,
you know, it was. We did get some constructive criticism. Apparently, certain people don't like that you say, what was it that you said last week?
I don't know. What did it? I don't.
Oh, what was the phrase? Wombo. You don't remember at all?
No, I'm drawing a blank.
It was like Wargle?
Warble Gargle.
Yep. Yep. And just like that, five people shut the episode off. But
oh.
But well, I don't,
to those people, I apologize for that.
He salutes you with a Warble Gargle.
I'm not gonna say it anymore.
No, well, only one person complained, honestly. I just was saying five people complained. So, you know, this week, since me and James are seeing each other, we're going to keep it a little light. Same thing with next week. But this week we're going to be talking about the new Galaxy's Edge Hotel. I don't remember what it's called.
I think it's called the Galactic Star Cruiser, I think.
Yes, that's, I believe that's what it's called. And it's like, hop aboard but the Star Cruiser actually has a weird name. Like, it's not even Star Cruiser. It's like, that's the hotel name. But I think that the actual thing has like a name that's like the soundproof alien cupboard.
Wow, that's very Star Wars-esque. I dig it. I
came up with it. So I guess it opens in spring 2022. It's basically, I think we were talking about this last week, but it's essentially, you're getting an experience, so they really don't want you to leave.
Yes, yeah, so it's very, like, I don't really know how to put it. It's a very, like, it's a structured event. Like, essentially, it's a two-day event, and they have a full itinerary. Like, they have pretty much your whole day planned out for you, other than, like, maybe, like, an hour in the afternoon and an hour at night. But it's, like, a super immersive Star Wars experience.
Yeah, and I was seeing that, and the big controversy about it all is that the price is quite a bit.
It's insane.
It's called the Halcyon. Could not tell you how to pronounce that, though. So, I mean, they could have priced this at $3 million a ticket, and people still would have went. Here's the deal. If I'm going to Disney, I don't want to spend the whole time at the hotel. Like, I get that it's an experience, and that's why I feel like, I might be the only one in the world to say this, but I feel like the price is kind of justified.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, I had the prices in front of me. They're, I'm not saying it's cheap.
Yeah, no, $5,000 for two people is not a, that's not pocket change.
Well, no, that's not even, I think I read something about it that was like, explained it a bit more. Because at first I'm like, oh, $5,000 for two people. But I actually think, like, it's not a bad deal. Because it will say for, like this amount of people. So, at one of its 100 cabins, we'll start at $1,209 per person per night for a two-person room. So, like, if they have a child, it comes to about $6,000. But here's the deal. It, like, includes Hollywood Studios tickets. It includes the hotel. I don't think it includes food, I'm guessing.
So, from what I read about it, it includes... So, you get... Obviously, you get the rooms. You get all the activities. The food and drinks are included, just not the the alcoholic ones.
Okay, yeah, I see that now, too. You get, like, valet parking exclusive. Like, I'll be honest. I don't want to say how much I paid for my Disney trip. I mean, but then again, I guess I am going for, like, 6 or 7 days. But that's about what I paid. Like, to go and... If you're going for the Star Wars thing, that's pretty good. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't...
I mean, well, here's my take on it. Like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. It's just... I'm trying to say how to put this. Like, I thought about it, and it just seems like... There's so much more you could do with, like, the $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, but think about it this way. So, like, you're going to... Say you get three people to go, right? That's $5,299. That's a lot of money. But you split that between the three of you... And it, like, comes out to $1,000-something. Which isn't great still. I mean, it's not... I don't think it's good for families. Like, I feel like it's... Like, if your family wants to go, this is terrible. But then again, you're already going to be paying that for a Disney trip. So, you just don't do the rest of the Disney World Resort. Or you stay off for the rest of the days. And if you're really into Star Wars. Because, let's see, the four... So, four-person cabin is $6,000-ish. I don't know why they just don't say $6,000. It says $5,999. But we're just going to round it to $6,000. So, you divide that by four. And that's $1,500 a person. So, say you wanted to go with a bunch of your friends... Or four of your friends, because that's all that's allowed. And, like, that's not a terrible price to go. I mean, you're already, if you wanted to go to the parks for the two nights in, like, a decent hotel, you're probably going to already be spending close to that.
I was looking at the prices for some of the hotels. I mean, even right now with what they have available, like the most expensive, and you can put like four people in a room, is like $600 a night. And that's for everyone. That's not the per person rate.
Yeah. I guess. But then when you think about it, you're doing the per person rate for the hotel. But then you also have to get the park passes. You also have to get pay for food while you're there because they don't have the food thing. Like,
I mean, that's true. It is nice that the food and all that is included.
Like, I'm not saying this is a good price. I would not do this, by the way. Like, I know that I'm defending them. I would probably never do this. Ever. And that's not saying I don't think it would be fun. It's just I look at it, and to me, spending, what? Like, I'm going to say three people go. Spending, like, $6,000 to go to a two-night thing isn't worth it. Like, at all. But for something that has 100 rooms, like, is a complete experience. Is a complete experience. Gets you a full day in the park for three people or whatever. Like,
well, it's actually, it's only, like, 3 or 4 hours, I think. And it only gives you access to studios.
Yeah, but I'm going to guess that they kind of let you cut the lines for the other two rides, like the rides, the Star Wars ones.
Yeah, that they do. They did incorporate both of those into the itinerary. Like the from 8:45 to 9:30, you get a Rise of the Resistance, and then 10 to 10:30, you get Smuggler's Run, which is a pretty good deal considering like that's included in it as well. Like you don't have to do, I don't think you have to do the boarding pass system at all.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm defending this, but like for something that's an all-out experience, you're not going here to stay at the Disney like thing, you know, like. You're not going here to be like, I'm going to Disney World, because you don't leave. You don't leave this hotel. So, like, this is a complete experience. Like, an absolute complete experience. And you're paying for that experience over just, like, the, oh, I'm going to stay in the parks type thing. Which I'm not saying it's worth that. It could be with the amount of limited space that they have. It could end up being worth it for a lot of Star Wars fans. Like, we could talk to Dan at some point and be like, hey, as a Star Wars fan, what's the amount that you would pay for this? Because I'm curious. I don't think a lot of people are going to want to pay for this. But it's still going to sell out. It's going to sell out every night.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I also think that this is just something I'm going to throw out there. I wouldn't mind doing this as, like, its own tour kind of thing. Like, not staying in the hotel, like, sleeping there. But, like, having it as, like, a day or two, like, kind of tour kind of thing.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I absolutely agree with you on that. I wish it wasn't an overnight thing. I wish it was like an experience where they're like, or a one night thing, you know, like not like a, you have to pay the two nights, like get people kind of in and out quicker.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see. That's the reason I'm having trouble defending it is I don't know what it entails. Like, you could get into that hotel and it could be the worst hotel of your life, you know? Like, in that case, it's definitely not worth it. But right now, with it being so secretive and, like, nobody knowing what it's going to be like, and, like, it could end up being the coolest thing ever. Like, if it's the coolest thing ever, then $5,000... or $4,000 is going to be worth it to the fans that will want to pay that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it won't stay that price forever.
It'll be even more. They'll be like, oh, we gotta get like more people.
They'll drop it. I think they'll drop the price, honestly. There's no way they can have this thing and be like, yes, nobody's going to pay for this. And, like, they want this room filled every night. Like,
yeah.
So we'll see. It's going to be, I feel bad for the cast members that have to be on all the time in there, but you know.
It'll be an interesting experience. We'll see how it is.
I was thinking this though. You know what it would be fun for? Like a bachelor's party type thing.
Oh yeah, it'd definitely.
It'd be a lot of money, but that's a cool experience.
Yeah, it really seems like with what they're doing, they're trying to cater either to like hardcore Star Wars fans, the people that have like a lot of money and just want to like do experiences and stuff, or stuff like you said, like really special occasions.
I could see people, I mean, I know they won't, but I guarantee you Disney opens up a Star Wars wedding venue somewhere in the park.
And that'd be pretty sweet.
If they don't, they heard it here first. Disney, if you like that idea, I know you're only paying some of your comic book people $5,000 for the rights of comics that have led to the movies, but you know, I need that $5,000 as well.
Same though.
Yeah, or just, you know, the right to the Disney name. Give us the Disney name. We'll run your company. James will be the CEO. He'll replace the amazing Bob Chapek, who people loved our picture last week.
For some reason, the Howie Mandel.
No, the picture was of Hoobastank. Hoobastank. But I put Bob Chapek's head on all of them.
That was great. I loved it.
Yeah, so, you know, a little bit of other Disney news. I'm sure this is going to clear up by the time that this episode even comes out. But apparently sold out Brew Bash tickets were available today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, if you go to the parks, like, they're not selling them online, but if you go to the parks, like, tickets available at the thing. So, you know, it's no longer limited. So what did the people who bought it pay for?
Huh. That's interesting.
We'll have to see how that plays out. I mean, we're going to forget that we have to see how that plays out because, you know, we're going on vacation, or I'm going on vacation. So 3 weeks from now, 303 episode, you will hear all about it.
Oh, now, yeah.
It's 303 tour. You going to any of these shows?
I mean, if I do, it would have to be the Boston one. I don't think they're coming around here.
No, they're not. So it looks like it's
a super limited run.
Yeah, it looks like you're coming to the Boston one. You gotta get your plane tickets.
Oh yeah, gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, you're gonna be up in Boston a lot. You're coming up, you know, for that week of concerts we're going to. You're coming up for every other concert I want to go to for the next year. You're going to spend a lot of money coming up here.
Ooh-wee. So much traveling.
So much traveling. Hopefully you don't book Spirit Airlines, though, because they're not doing too well.
Yeah, I heard they're canceling. They've been canceling a lot of flights. And
yeah. Guess what flight my parents or my mom and I won't say her name on here, but friend of our parents are taking this weekend.
Oh no, don't tell me they're taking Spirit.
They're taking Spirit Airlines.
Oh geez. Any updates on their flight?
I do not have that, but the only airline that will get you there on time or not get you there at all. Just kidding. The only flight that will not get you there or delay you for a bit. Never fly Spirit. Unless you want to sponsor a Spirit, then we'll, you know, pretend that we like you.
But get your planes going.
Exactly.
Gas them up and fly them out.
I don't think they can. I think that's the reason.
Oh.
Apparently, if they can't fly out that day, they're going to drive immediately from the airport straight there. Oh, all the other ones, they've started all arriving as of Monday. Let's see if they all arrive today. This is thought-provoking content. Oh. Would you look at that? Wow. Wow, good thing we didn't go last week. Well, like I said at the beginning, these two episodes are going to be, you know, because me and James are hanging. We don't want to record. Or we do. That's why we're recording now. But, you know, like, so they're going to be quicker. They're going to be more to the point. So, James, tell them all about your YouTube channel.
Okay. Well, if any of you guys are interested in Pokemon-related content, I do a YouTube channel with Pokemon videos. We upload weekly tips and news updates, and it's a lot of fun.
What is that channel called?
It is called Togetips. Togetips.
Oh, sweet. I'll have to check that one out. Even though, you know, I hear about it every week and I do check it out. What do I got to say?
How's the, what's going on with the away team?
Well, we were supposed to record a song 2 Fridays ago after this comes out. But my bandmate forgot that he had something the Friday, so we had to move that. We probably won't record till like early September now.
Oh no.
So not much, yeah. I'm gonna submit our demo into the Hobo Johnson record label.
Ooh, so then, do it. Know,
if that happens and we get on his label, then I'm going to have to delete your negative thoughts about it, or we will have to completely have a James Loves Hobo Johnson episode.
I mean, that's fair.
I agree. Well, yeah, if you're looking for it, the Away Team is it's my band. You can find us at the Away Team Cult at all things. Make sure, I think just Instagram. Oh, no, Facebook's bumping too. Make sure you go into our page this week and say happy birthday to James. If you do not, I will delete you from all our pages. Every one of them.
Oh, that's not nice. They don't have to.
No, they have to. You don't understand, everyone. James needs your love. And you must send him your love. And you must provide him your love. And you must love.
All if you the don't love.
Love. And if you don't love, I will delete. I will perform unlove. and remove you. So, you know what? This might be the clip of the week. And if you do not comment below this with happy birthday, James, then we know that you do not like us and you wish ill will.
Aw.
Did you watch the new Ice Nine Kills video?
I didn't yet. I guess I'll check that out.
It's creepy. For people who don't know, they did a Chucky one. Bought some merch from it. That's nice. I bought the creepy mask. I bought a t-shirt. And I bought the shoes.
They had shoes?
So, yeah, I'll send them to you. But like I said, everybody, we will be back next week. We actually have the topic right in front of us because, you know, since we're going away, this might be a back-to-back recording. I don't know. You'll have to see. But our topic next week is amazingly beautiful and almost secret spots around the Walt Disney World Resort.
Oh, yeah. All you Disney fans, you're going to want to tune in for this one.
Yeah, you are.
This is going to be an absolute banger.
Well, if you don't say happy birthday to James, do not turn in or tune in. Actually, tune in, but know deep down that we dislike you. To the point that James was sad on his birthday because our Instagram does not get enough comments on it. So he did not get any happy birthdays from anybody on the Instagram page.
Aww.
Not because, you know, people, it's just because people don't read our posts. But essentially, if you comment, we will bring you on the show. If we know you. I'm not bringing you on if I don't know you. So there's really no added balance, you know, for if you do comment. Just know that you will make James's day.
You will. And even if you don't, I still love and appreciate all you guys out there listening. Y'all are the best.
Don't tell them that. They're not the best. If they don't say happy birthday to you, they're not the best.
I'm just staying positive and happy.
Well, here's the sad part, though. I just realized that this comes out the day after your birthday. So people are going to be sitting there feeling ashamed of themselves. They're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't say happy birthday. Meanwhile, we'll be on the beach, not really noticing.
And wasting away in Margaritaville.
Exactly. But anyways, before this goes on too long, thank you everybody for listening. I don't remember what we were talking about before, but we'll see you next week. And James, I will see you in a minute.
I will see you as well. Have a good time, everybody.
Just remember, me and James are together. You know what? Maybe we'll post a picture of frowning on everybody not saying happy birthday. Do you want to keep talking about them not saying happy birthday? No, you know what? We'll just end.